cost allocation. While the contribution analysis assigned only fixed costs that could be directly attributed to operations, cost allocation methods find ways to allocate all costs to each operating segment or other thing being analyzed, so the true cost of operations can be determined. One method of cost allocation is the net profit approach, so called because it determines the net profit provided by each element being analyzed. In this method, sales volume is used to allocate costs. The segment's sales volume, for example revenue, is divided by the total sales volume to find the percentage of indirect costs to allocate to the unit. Going back to the prior example, product line A has $1 million U.S. dollars of the $1.5 million U.S. dollars in total revenue. $1 million U.S. dollars divided by $1.5 million U.S. dollars equals 66.7%, so line A could be allocated $200,000 U.S. dollars of the $300,000 U.S. dollars in indirect fixed costs. The net profit provided by product line A would then be $190,000 U.S. dollars. Product line B would be allocated $100,000 U.S. dollars, leaving it a net profit of $30,000 U.S. dollars. However, is allocating cost in this way fair and equitable? Does product line A consume two-thirds of the actual advertising budget? Does it take up two-thirds of the order processing, warehouse space, and transportation volume or weight? A small product will consume far less space than a large one, and a heavy item will have different shipping costs than a light one. But this method accounts for none of this.